Hello, welcome to another episode of Heathen Weirdos Podcast. Today we are talking about devotional jewelry. What the hell is it? How do you do it? Did I just make it up as I go? The answer is probably yes. I'm Kenna, my pronouns are she, her.
I'm Jay, my pronouns are also she, her.
Go ahead, Seth. Just do it.
No, I'm last.
Are you? Are you volunteering to be last? Are we doing this alphabetically? No,
That's
we aren't because...
My
name's Theo. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Sif. My pronouns are she, her.
And we all wear devotional jewelry, right?
Yes. That seems like a thing.
Yeah, common theme. So Google is supremely unhelpful at defining devotional jewelry. Thanks, Google, for that. So we made definitions that make sense to us. Devotional jewelry is jewelry worn in dedication or devotion to a deity. Devotional jewelry can also be jewelry worn as a representation of a deity. Necklaces are probably the most common kind of devotional jewelry. But some of us in here have bracelets, rings. I'm sure someone has a devotional anklet somewhere, and those are super cool as well. Oh, I have devotional earrings also, so we've got everything covered.
Yeah.
You guys hear my chair squeaking? Is it bad?
Yes.
I'm going to deal with that.
You got to get your squeaks out beforehand.
I know. I'm going to turn
squeaky chair, squeaky chair.
Sensitivity down.
Always there, the squeaky chair.
It's fine. I'll just not move. I'll just sit on the floor next time. Okay.
I don't believe you.
Okay, fine. Don't believe me.
Okay. That's a weird hill to die on.
I choose my battles interestingly.
It's fine. So, what historical examples of devotional or religious jewelry do we have? Crosses and rosaries are probably the easiest, right?
Yep.
True.
That's where my brain went. But, I mean, still super cool.
I think everyone in my family has a cross. Like, the fact that I didn't have one year for Christmas, they were like, where's your cross for family pictures? And I was like, I don't own one. So, for Christmas, I received, like, five.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's great. The other thing that I'm thinking of now, when I was a kid, I didn't get crosses, but I got little angel charms. And I'm going to say that falls under the same umbrella.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I know, out here in New York, a lot of people wear pendants for the saints, too, so that could work as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see those here, too. Jay, like, do you everybody... want to talk about symbols and jewelry in Judaism?
Sure. So, obviously, the most obvious you'll see is Star of David. And you'll see everything from the very tiny, very simple to when I've seen some really ornate, really abstract ones. So those are the most obvious ones. But you'll also sometimes see the Hebrew letter Chai, because it means life and luck and all that fun stuff. So.
Awesome. Sif, as a resident recon, you want to talk about... Oh, I just moved things on the dock. Never mind. You want to talk about historical examples of heathen devotional jewelry?
We have loads. Obviously, because metal survives over the centuries, even buried in... whatnot. Bogs. We have oath rings. We have tons of jewelry anyway. We have, the tortoiseshell brooches. We have... basically, name it, we've got it. Rings... Mjolnir's, obviously. And I did put a quick note here of something very cool is that we've got molds of Christian crosses and Mjolnir's together in one mold. So that's interesting in terms of anthropologically and archaeologically, in that it shows that there was some sort of cohabitation or coexistence, or blacksmiths having clients that were Christians and heathens. With a certain frequency that merited having a mold that had both shapes in it.
Yeah, that's a mold that you would pour molten metal in to create charms and things. Or pendants is the word. Yeah.
I have images.
Oh, bless.
Because I just posted them, so I'm just going to do a manual little copy paste.
I was going to say, you put them in the Discord.
Yeah, so I'll just put those over. Luckily, they've all survived, and there's probably a ton of stuff that maybe some of it hasn't. So obviously the wood stuff hasn't, but if it's metal, chances are we have it. So if you're a heathen, historically, we know that other heathens in the Viking Age wore Mjolnirs, so that's a nice callback, and that's why it's one of the reasons why heathens wear Mjolnirs, because it's one of the few pieces of jewelry that we know was pretty widespread. We've got it all the way from the UK to Scandinavia and beyond, so it was a widespread practice. And I'll just post those pictures while I remember in this chat so people can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are really cool.
I just remembered that hilariously, when I was confirmed in my parents' church, which takes like 7 years of schooling, all of the female born people received a ring, and I just realized I technically, I guess, have some kind of oath ring.
Way
back when. I don't count it as an oath because I was like 14 when I was confirmed. Well, that's far too young to actually consent to an oath, in my opinion. But yeah.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. Not the forced oath part, but the other part.
Well, I mean, and I still have it. Like, I just remember because like my mom was obsessed because I picked it's a silver ring and it has a triangular Alexandrite stone on it. And I picked that because it represented the triune god, and my mom still remembers it to this day.
Wow.
Okay. Sure.
I just like the ring.
Triangles are good. It's a good shape. You also have, we also have examples of metal jewelry from ancient Greece, ancient Rome, and ancient Egypt. I looked a couple of those up, and I have links to museum websites and other resources that'll go in our description. If you're curious, I can copy those into our chat now because you guys are here. If those are any of your jam. Mm-hmm. The common theme that I saw while I was researching these weeks ago, because I prep in advance, is the idea of sacred and protective charms, which makes a ton of sense, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So if you're interested in historically founded devotional jewelry, those are pretty cool sources. Love that we have the Mjolnir. Oath ring is cool, but we've talked about oaths, so take that into account before you go in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But not every god or goddess or deity has a symbol or a historical example. They're not all Thor. So what do you do when you don't have a symbol to work with?
You make one up.
I love that that was so perfectly in unison. That was great. Perfection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's whatever you associate with that deity, it's up to you.
I mean, that's like you see a lot of on Etsy for Loki, you see a lot of fox pendants and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I think for most of us, roses are a thing that we associate with Freya.
Yeah,
I guess. Definitely. Right.
Cats.
Yeah, cats, clearly. I have a metric fuck ton of moons for money, clearly, works out real well. But I do, I'm going to see if I can find it. I have a specific moon shape that I typically use for jewelry from Bonnie. I have an earring set and a necklace now. I'm going to see if I can find it.
I use antlers for Cairnunos.
Makes sense.
Like, and I should specify, I specifically use stag antlers for Cairnunos. But, yeah, I mean.
I've Yeah. I've got, actually, I have a little mortar and pestle charm for air.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Just realized I have a coffee cup pendant. Like, it's hand carved from some bone. But I have a coffee cup pendant with, like, fake coffee inside of it. That was, that's like, amazing. Carved from ebony, and that's for Caffeina.
Not true. Oh, that's awesome. I've got wings for Valkyries, a skull for Hel. Those are the obvious ones off the top of my head. Yeah. Your elves don't worship.
I don't know.
Well, I guess, yeah, I also have, like, antlers for Scarthy, so.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Is that Millie?
Yes.
Love that.
I also use certain crystals. Like, so I have actually a pair of rose quartz earrings that I've dedicated to Freya. I just recently actually got a carnelian pendant. That will over here, unless it was a cat. Holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to associate amethyst with hell?
Because it's calming and associated with sleep, death being the ultimate sleep.
Yeah.
The ultimate sleep.
I mean, I like naps.
Everybody likes. Anyone who tells you they don't like naps, I don't trust them.
My naps are the ultimate sleep.
The sus meter has gone off the charts.
Jay, I also do crystals. I have onyx threader earrings that are Freya's. Onyx and like bronzy gold. I don't know exactly what metal they are, but onyx is a thing I have for Freya. I also have a necklace that has Mani's moon and Freya's onyx, which is really great for when I need good vibes.
That's awesome.
What do you guys do in terms of dedication rituals for your jewelry?
Hey, I got a thing for you.
I might light a candle and do that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to sit down, open, hallow the space, open the ritual. I tend to do it alongside my normal offerings if I have it. So it's just a case of I just put it on the altar and go like, this is yours now.
Yep, yeah. I do that. Set it on the altar and go, please help.
Yeah, mine'll usually stay up on my altar for like, not that I plan this, but it's always like almost exactly 24 hours to the moment. It's very weird that this, I never plan it. I really don't, but it always ends up like that. Because I actually have a glass mirror tray on my altar. Damn. So it just kind of, they just sit there. They'll sit there, usually in a ring of candles. Fire safety. They're not close. I promise. They're not big flames. It's like, not really a circle. It's a triangle of three tea lights.
Strong shape.
I'm glad I could bestow this upon us.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Big Triangle.
Big Triangle.
We are also not sponsored by the Illuminati.
No. Yet. Yet. So I came to heathenry through witchcraft, so I just took a lot of old witchcraft rituals and just, like, popped a deity in there. So you know how, like, charging things under the full moon? I just dedicate to things to Mani and let it sit in the moonlight. That's my dedication ritual for jewelry. That's pretty good. I'd imagine you could do the same thing for solar deities if you wanted something for Sol herself. Set it in the sun for a few hours if it won't hurt it. Incense smoke is one of my favorite things. Just fucking hotbox your jewelry with some incense smoke.
Nothing like dedicating jewelry and starting it off with hotboxing it.
Jesus. But am I wrong?
No.
Not technically.
Yeah, you will be sacred.
No choice.
Whether or not you like it.
The other thing I like to do is set them in a little bed of ink salt I really like pink salt, mostly because it's pink and I think it's cool, so I use it a lot. So when I'm not wearing it, I just have a little tray with pink salt in it, and it just goes to sit in a little pink salt tray.
As long as it's not a crystal.
Correct.
Because you need to make sure crystals are salt safe. Some of them are not.
And if you're going to wash your things, we're going to jump down to maintenance, because on our dock we have a number of things. We're going to jump down to maintenance with that. If you're using crystals, don't wash it if it's not water safe. If you try to wash your selenite, you're gonna be like that raccoon that tries to wash his cotton candy.
It's not gonna be so instant, but you will break it down. Selenite is water soluble.
Yeah, research that. If you guys are gonna do devotional jewelry, I really recommend kind of a catch-all metal polish, so that you're not like digging through your cabinet trying to figure out if you can use vinegar on this chain that you want to use. Get a metal polish. It's worth it. It makes things gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
Same thing for leather. If you do a Mjolnir on a leather cord, get you a leather cleaner. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As someone who's a big fan of boots. Yes.
Yes. I use Renaissance wax, I think. Awesome. It's normally for weaponry.
That should surprise any of us.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, not the raccoon gear. It makes me sad every time I look at it. It's just a little... The double
adorable!
Cat. It's like, no, I had a treat! Where'd it go?
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
Okay, probably didn't need that.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
The other thing that is super cool about modern paganism is that you can make shit yourself. We don't have to go to blacksmiths. So if you want to get some air dry clay and carve you a bind rune for air, because you can't go find a mortar and pestle charm that is affordable, fucking great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You should do that.
Do it.
Beads, too. Beads are a great thing. If you can't afford a giant rock, because crystals are not cheap if they're done ethically. We will talk about that in another episode. But go to your local craft store. Go into their jewelry making section. You guys will see beads. They may not be quote-unquote genuine, but who cares? The gods don't care if it's not a quote-unquote real amethyst or a real rose quartz. And a lot of times, if you're making your jewelry on your own, you're going to throw some extra intention into it without even actually, like, really trying. You're going to just do it. You're just going to make it even more special.
Absolutely. Making things is so good.
It is.
Going to say the gods don't care like how much it cost out of your pocket. Like, you're dedicating it to them. That's pretty cool to them.
The other point I wanted to mention, since we're talking about cost right now, is that, of course, like Jay said, it doesn't need to be genuine amethyst or fucking 24 karat gold or anything. You do want to be conscious of how durable your materials are, so that you don't interpret normal wear and tear and breakage as a sign of disapproval. This is a thing I see a lot on Witch Talk, where they get the cheap, like, hematite rings, and when it breaks, it's saved you from bad vibes or whatever it is.
Oh my god.
I have
hematite is not that durable.
Absolutely no problem with cheap jewelry being used. As long as you don't then forget that your jewelry is cheap and freak out when it breaks. That is not what you want to do.
Like, you can use hematite, but, like, maybe don't get a solid band of hematite. Maybe get, like, a mounted stone.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's my rant on that. Just be cautious. Not cautious. Wrong word. Conscience of the durability of your materials, So
I mean,
that,
also be cautious.
Yeah, do both. Just don't psych yourself out thinking that because your ring broke that the gods hate you. Go yeah, watch our Can You Anger the Gods episode, because the answer is no.
If you try really hard and you really, really want to.
Yeah, they might like flick you on the nose or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might make them be a little crabby with you.
Right. You're gonna get a nose, like you might get a denozo to the back of the head.
Yeah. So that's the rant. So with that, are there any specific jewelry pieces that you guys want to share? Did we cover all of our jewelry weirdos?
I'm trying to think. I mean, we've all seen
what mine is.
Yeah, I think everyone's at this point, almost everybody has seen my Mjolnir. That's actually a Mjolnir and the Yggdrasil together.
That one's super cool.
That is gorgeous.
Ugh, I'm telling you. For those of you who are around for my search for one, it was like the instant, guys, is this store safe? And like as soon as I got the okay, it was like, order now. And that's the thing too, when you guys are looking at devotional jewelry, don't automatically think like you need to get a sign from the gods about it. If you like something, there's your sign.
Mm-hmm. You should still suss out the shop, but yes. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing too, I don't wear it all the time. This is kind of my, hey, I need a little extra something. I have a ring from a company, ETAH Love. It's supposed to actually, it was based on the tarot. It's supposed to be a representation of the Empress card.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Empress has always been one of Freya's cards. So when I saw it, my brain automatically went, oh, hey, Freya. So I have that. It's gorgeous. I'll take a picture and post it somewhere. But that's kind of my, like, little extra boost. I've been known to wear that on dates. As the, like, hey, need a little confidence boost.
Yep, yeah. I have absolutely done that as well. Not me with my rose quartz earrings on first dates.
All right. I'm trying to think. Like, I have a pendant that is a cast of hell, or a representation of hell.
Is it that really cool one that's
on that shop that starts with a K that I can't pronounce?
That sounds right. I'm thinking of a hell pendant that Sif showed me. Where it's a very, very badass representation. It looks like it's on a coin, I think, of her split faces.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that one. God, no, so cool. This one is like a little figure of hell.
Cute.
I also have a figure, I have a pendant that is the Norns.
Oh, I would like that, what? Please.
Yeah. Well, here.
I have been struggling to find a thing for the Norns because I want a Web of Weird on a ring, but no one makes it, and I am poor.
Yeah, that's fair. Come on. Computer.
I guess you could have, like, a spider necklace or something.
Yeah, I've thought about spiders.
Spiders are good.
Or a web, or, like, an actual spider web.
God. Spider web.
I might do that.
You're not good.
Let your dreams be dreams. Make your own web.
I should start blacksmithing. So I can make my own shit.
Legit, I've got like 17 books on blacksmithing because I want to get into it.
Please do. I'll pay you money.
I mean, yeah, I'll make all the shit.
You know, somehow that doesn't surprise me either.
I was like, I really want to be into bladesmith and armorer. But yeah, honestly, anything. It's when I get the space, I will open up my own forge.
Good. I need this from
that
you.
Tracks. All right. Let's see. Oh, come on. I clicked on the item.
I mean, yeah, I normally wear my Mjolnir every day. I tend to wear my, like, it's like an archaeological piece that everyone associates with Freya, tend to wear that. Got a pendant for the Valkyries, pendant to Hel, my Algis pendant, and I think that's it. Yes.
Yep.
We'll say yes.
Okay.
It's the setup which people say don't step into deep puddles or water or whatever. Don't go into the sea with it because you'll drown.
Well, I guess that the Norn pendant I bought is currently sold out, but that's normal.
Okay.
But here is
normal.
Sif.
This is. Well, if you click on that, you'll see what it looks like. It's cute.
Cool. Thank you.
But yeah, so it, like,
aww.
This is my Hel pendant.
Oh, I've seen that Norn pendant. It's actually in my cart, sitting there waiting.
Word surprise. To the wise, if you like to wear knit things like I do, she actually has a, and the name of it escapes me, but it's the forked thing that was used in Nell binding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That will definitely
lucid fork.
Yeah, that one. It will 100% get stuck on your clothes.
Yep, sounds right.
But yeah. So those are besides a couple Mjolnirs I wear, those are my major pieces.
Brad. I think cool. I went through all of mine. I don't wear them all at once, but I have a couple pairs of earrings, necklaces, a ring that I bought myself that's a moon and stars. Yeah. My tarot card necklace. She's protection charmed, because of course she is.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, do you have anything we didn't already talk about?
Oh, I think I'm good.
Cool. Any last notes?
That's it. Don't,
this has been fun doing it live.
Yeah. Don't feel like you, like, if you see, like, a heart pendant and, like, in deep down in your little heathen soul, you'll feel like it represents the Norns. Don't let someone tell you that it doesn't. Feel free to wear it as devotional jewelry for the Norns or whom the fuck ever god it feels right to you.
Absolutely that.
Yeah, like, other people don't need to be able to look at your jewelry and be like, that's 100% for Cairnunos or something like that. Like, no, just wear what you want. Like,
yeah. You're the one devoting it to them. Not anybody else.
Yes.
All right. I love that final note, so I'm going to end it. There is a link in the video description for our server, with our Discord server, I Can Do Words, which is super cool and great and free. There's also a link to our Patreon, which you can join if you want to support us, and also come to your special patron cave and listen to us do occasional live recordings of episodes like this. We also have the link to our Redbubble merch store, which you should definitely check out because our merch is great and very gay. Remember to weave a connection between the like, subscribe, and bell button so you know when we upload, and keep heathenry weird.
We did it!
Yay!
Yeah, there's the bears.